And welcome back to part two. Let's just pick up where we left off, shall we?
What is your favorite piece of jewelry and what is its story? That's one that's a bit too personal, but if you're a fan of logic problems, I'll give you this. I have one piece of jewelry that was given to me on two different occasions, but by three different people. And I'll leave it at that. Is it the story, style, or the material that determines what you keep and wear? Or phrased another way, what is it that you most appreciate about a given piece of jewelry? Personally, I like a really heavy piece of jewelry. No matter what kind of a heavy bracelet, heavy earring, heavy necklace, a heavy ring. I love weight. Weight is really impressive to me. Craftsmanship, of course. If something is well made, and you can't ignore that. So those two things are very important to me. I don't care for story. I want the piece itself. If it comes with a cool story, cool. That doesn't sell it for me. And because I've heard every woman tends to prefer one or another, silver or gold. Platinum. How would you get an ambitious and intelligent woman, such as yourself, thank you, to better balance work and taking care of herself without compromising her self-determination or offending her pride? Like if she works 70 plus hours in a short week. Wow. This is coming from somewhere, isn't it? This is much like the hypothetical. I don't really know all the circumstances where this is coming from. Self-determination or offending her pride. Huh. Take care of herself. Well, I'll tell you what. Any woman that works that hard wants to be alone. It would not hurt her pride or anything if that woman had 2 days by herself anywhere. Leave her the fuck alone. That is not only empowering, but will also help her self-determination and focus. And she will come out a better person. So how can you help? Give her time alone. Leave her alone. It's the best gift ever. Yeah, so this is the strange one. Do you have language of shoes? And I asked for a clarification on this. Yes, I love shoes. All kinds. Again, there's some great surprises for you boys coming up. But yes, I have a language of shoes. And at some point, when I release this series, you'll see exactly how I communicate with shoes. Do you feel you have a vocation or calling in life? Yes, I do. And I've known it since I was a young girl. And it's going to sound silly given the context that we know each other. But I think I would be an incredible professional dominatrix. Absolutely. From the first time I ever heard that word, I wanted to be that. And I slowly had this plan of how I was going to do it. I was going to start stripping first, so I would get familiar with my body and familiar with being objectified by a male. And then I would, I'm sure from there, get into some sort of underbelly. Oh no, I wanted to, there was a S&M, really good at the time, really great S&M club out here that, and by club, I mean like dance club. So then my plan was to strip and then to dance at this S&M club to get more experience and then soon get subs and then get my own practice, so to speak. So I had like a full plan to do it. Why did I never do it? I just shame. I couldn't do that to my family and my loved ones. And then just life, real life, logical life, can't do it. And if, I don't know, if things were set up different for me now, I would completely pursue it. And how many of you would pay for a plane ticket out here just to have a nice session with me? I think a lot. So I know I would be good at it. Fuck. That's my calling. Really is. Which artist would you want to paint a portrait of you? More than a portrait, I would want someone to photograph me well. For some reason, the camera just doesn't... I seem to be the only person that can take pictures of me well. That's what I would want. And being such a makeup head, I would want someone to just totally do my makeup completely flawless and have just a beautiful photo session with somebody. That's what I would like. I would like that more than anything, more than a painted portrait. I'd rather be photographed, blown up, huge. Is that tacky? I don't think so. Yeah, and then display it in the lobby of my domination practice. Ooh, have you finished Prey? And if so, what did you think? I loved that game. I'm so sad that it's over. I actually burned through it pretty quick. Once I understood the tiers of neuromods and I discovered, first I was really upping my health like crazy, but I realized if you start eating food more and snacking on stuff and instead of relying on the medic kits, don't do that. Once I got my tiers up of, get your tiers up on hacking, lifting, and what was the third one? Hacking, lifting, shit, there's another one. I can't remember right now. But get those three tiers up, one of three of like the really important ones, and then you just do anything in the game. And it's beautiful. I don't think it's the same makers of BioShock, which is my absolute favorite game, but it was like BioShock in space. It was just beautiful. And the zero gravity effect was, I found that when I was trying to navigate through space, I would tilt my head. I'd tilt my whole body trying to level out. It really makes, it does something to your eye-hand coordination, and my whole body would kind of be contorting to fit into it. But great, great, great game. I even have a Transtar mug for my coffee. And when I first got it and it was around the house, I instantly had this instinct that I wanted to break it, that it was a mimic. I'm just like, oh shit. So that's now past, but I love that mug. Can't put it in the microwave, but yeah, great game. And I'm just counting the minutes till Red Dead comes out. Then I'm going to be lost to the world for a little bit. Can't wait. Looks absolutely beautiful. Have you ever thought about setting up a video game challenge linked to Denial Links? No, I have not. That starts going on a different plane of geekdom that I'm just not. I enjoy playing video games. I'm not that heavily into it. It's my thing. It's my type of crossword puzzles. So no, I haven't. Chastity cages. I have never worn one before, and curiosity keeps pulling me back to wondering what it's like. What thoughts might you have on the subject, and are there particular styles you like? Ugh. Well, if you know me, you know I love a good locked cock. You should try it. There's some really good cheap ones out there. If you go to the subreddit Chastity or Chastity Training, there's great forums, and a lot of people are there to help on selecting sizes and whatnot. Are there particular styles you like? I do like the, the CB 2000, 6000? Those are nice. I like those, but I also really like the metal ones. I like the ones that have the spikes inside. That's just the sadist in me. But there's some beautiful cages out there. I know if I had a locked boy at my disposal physically, I would have a wonderful wardrobe for him to change in and out of. Just give it a try. Hopefully, once this second series comes out, I would like to do some more chastity, or I haven't done any, but I would like to do some chastity audios and things like that. So get it, and then you'll be ready for when that comes up. What is your favorite book? That is The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things by J.T. Leroy. I read that and I just absolutely loved it. It's everything that my insides are. And it's not pretty. It totally spoke to me. I don't know how else to put it. But that story, those characters, that life, I completely feel. And it's a comfort and sorrow that I really identify with and cherish. I love that book so much. There's a great movie too about the author. I think it's just called Author. But I knew at the time there was this whole controversy if he was a boy or a girl or if the story was real. Frankly, I didn't care. I just knew I just really, really loved this story. And I love the person who wrote it, which now we know is her. So I really appreciate her for writing it. It's excellent. That's my favorite book of all time. Have you ever considered doing a drawing and selecting a winner for some surprise denial? No, I haven't. That would take a lot of time on my part, and I already have subs that I attend to and maintain, and that takes time already. And also too, that's a lot of people delete their accounts, and I would hate to put so much work into somebody and something and they're just gone. So I don't know about that. And I don't know. I've thought about this since you've posed the question, and I don't know really what I would get out of it so much. But I'm open to ideas. I don't know what sort of contest that would be. But I love community building activities like that. That would be great fun. Okay. Fun questions. I mean, these are all fun, but here we go. What's your favorite meal, dessert, or drink? That's so mean. I can't see why I have to pick just one. It's not a meal, but I can eat this day in, day out, any which way somebody makes it, all the different ways. I will eat Caesar salads all the time. I am a Caesar salad connoisseur, so I will say Caesar salad, no doubt. Dessert? That's tough. What sort of texture I want? It's more about texture. What sort of texture do I want after said meal? I'll say right now I'm in a real ice cream kick. So cookies and cream ice cream. I'll take that. Drink? Only champagne. Make it Roederer and I'm set. How do you like your eggs in the morning? Poached. What kind of kinky things have you gotten to do in real life, and how did it differ from fantasy? Aside from the whole tease and denial thing, I guess, you know, that's kinky, sure. Restrained somebody. I guess that's kinky. I don't know what the scale is on that. I haven't done anything extreme. Spankings? But that's a constant, though. I don't know. It's a lot of these kinky things are just like a way of life for me now. So they're not, maybe they're not so kinky. I'm a biter. I bite big time. I'm a scratcher. I spank in spanking sessions. So that stuff, I've had done some wax play. Other than that, I would really like to have somebody that I can take further or would allow me to go further. You know, it's obvious I want to peg really, really bad. I would love to whip someone. I would love that. Oh, there's just a lot of things I would love to do, and I haven't yet, but those are probably like the kinkiest things I've done. And also having sort of just a kinky, slight lifestyle of sorts with the regimented rules and things. So that's my kinky scale of things that I've done. Don't you just hate schedules and time zones? Yes, I do. But that's what makes everything special when they actually do connect with people. So, yeah. Where do you prefer to be kissed? My lips. My lips are really full and they're always warm. Like, you're touching them right now, they're warm. Like, if you touch my lips, you would think I have a fever. They're always warm. So, and since they are full and large, whoever kisses me tends to play with them a lot. So they're just fun. So my lips, where do you prefer to kiss? I like to kiss a man along his neck and also close to the ear or even in the ear. I like licking inside of an ear really good. So I say the whole ear and neck area. What's the comfiest way to cuddle? I would say the male on his back, me on my side with my back towards him, and my head on his shoulder. That seems to accommodate arms and everything, and I could still get smells. And so for me, that's my cuddle position. What's your favorite fetish toy position word? Okay. Favorite fetish would definitely be pegging, just because I want that. I want that. Favorite toy. I don't have like a huge arsenal of toys. I just have a little vibe and two dildos, one glass, one jelly, and I don't need any more than that. But I would say if there's a favorite, it's definitely my glass. Position. I most definitely love doggy style. I hate that word though for it. It's so gross, but yes, I love doggy style. Unfortunately, I can't do it too much or too long. I have a wonky cervix. So from that angle, for some reason, I tend to just bleed. So I have to be very careful doing it. But that is my favorite. It feels so good with hands on my hips. And the best is hands on my hips and even a hand pushing down on my lower back. The best. Favorite word? If we're talking sex, the word fuck. And going back to another question, if you're recording something for me, please use the word fuck. Please. Love that word. What personally turns you on the most? Oh, I said it to myself randomly the other day. I saw some guy and it kind of doesn't, this is my combination. Forearms, neck, glasses. Done. Done. And it has to be lean, just a lean, veiny forearm. There's this type of neck that I like that's from the back of the neck that's slender but has a good curve going up to the skull. It fucking kills me. Kills me. And glasses. I'm just a sucker for glasses. That's those three. You give me those three things and I'm going to get you. Let's see. Spit or swallow? Spit. I don't swallow. What are your opinions on three ways? I am not into women. I am very straight. But I do like the idea of having two men. I do really enjoy watching two male on female bisexual porn. That for me, that is the dream. Ugh, that's what I want. I want two boys that will go at it with each other and with me. Not enough hours in the day. Other than that, I don't want to be with a chick at all. Probably part of my dominant side. I just feel that's such a really subservient thing to do for a man. I don't know. It's not me. Women don't do it for me. They just don't. So I wouldn't, I don't care. And then the jealousy stuff, that stuff's real. I don't want to deal with that either. And if it was two men, it would definitely have to be two men serving me. I want to make that perfectly clear. I am not there to serve both of you. So that's my opinion on three ways. What songs are you listening to right now? Let me check. Actually, I know what it is. It's Strange Day by The Cure. Just happens to be on. Just one of my favorite bands of all time. And the song's actually been in my head for the past 3 days. So cool. That's what I'm listening to. Do you agree that flaccid cocks are cute? They can be. I just love cock, though. So soft or hard, I just love cock. So yeah, they're cute. I'll take it. There's so much opportunity there. Because if I'm looking at a flaccid cock, that means it's going to start growing any second. Oh, so cute. And on the subject of music and albums, what are your favorite top three albums? So I didn't want to overthink this. Whenever I overthink it, it's so hard. So I just decided to just go with my gut, just whatever comes to my head first. So number one, I would put Disintegration by The Cure. I think that's just an absolute masterpiece. And it holds a lot of meaning to me. I love that album so much. That's my favorite album of all time. Second, I would say Hole's album, Pretty on the Inside. That album has inspired me in so many ways, especially in my personality and even through these audios so much. There's actually a line in one song that I'm dying to use in an audio. I just haven't found the opportunity. But she speaks into the microphone and she says, don't ask me again. Don't ever talk to me like that again. I can't wait. I gotta find some way to use that. That whole album, start to finish, so good. Great, just noise. Love it. And the last album would be Typical System by Total Control. I haven't heard an album that is that good start to finish in years. Excellent, excellent album. So those are my top three. I'm just going to leave it at that. If I think about it too much, my perfectionism is going to kick in and I'll want to change everything. So I'm just leaving it at that. Have you ever thought of making a JOI video without showing your face? No, no. I want to just keep it to this format, please. I'm not looking to expand at all. No, I have not. I don't know why video would be any different than audio, though. If you could explain that. And as I'm not that savvy to be editing images and dissolving, and that's just a whole nother thing for me to get nitpicky on, and I don't need the hassle. How many audio responses have you received for your denial series? It's safe to say I've definitely gone over the 20 mark. I think that's safe to say, because some people would send me audios throughout the series. Definitely more than 20. 25. I'm scared to say 30. I have no idea. But I'm going to give it a solid 25. I love every single one of them. Every single one. Fuck. You guys are so cute. Wow, this has been really long and I am running out of time. So I'm going to make this the end of part two. I don't know. I don't know how to end this. So I'll just say till then.